Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
How will you vote on the question of legalizing marijuana?
A land with countless dreams.
Talk about that today with a North Dakotan who spent most of his working life employed as a deputy sheriff, deputy coroner, senior coroner investigator, investigating deaths, retired after 22 years of service out in California, 4,000 plus death investigations, including hundreds of drug-related deaths, which include marijuana-related deaths, which is why he thinks it's a bad idea to legalize marijuana. What do you think? 855-200-1776 to call and tell us. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. How will you vote on the question of legalizing marijuana in North Dakota? Question on the table today on What's on Your Mind. John Hinderacher is going to be here from the Center of the American Experiment. They have some new data, and it includes the effects of the COVID shutdowns on the economy of Minnesota and also the education of Minnesota's students. So new data to sift through, and we'll do that with John Hinderacher coming up here in a little bit as well today on the program. And we're going to talk about the Gender Theory Impact on Society Conference. That's taking place Saturday. The Bismarck Heritage Center, you've been hearing about that on our air. And we're going to talk about it today with a guest before the end of the program. So that's the plan. To join the discussion, it's as simple as a phone call. 855-200-1776, extension 2 to chat with us live on the air, or 271-1100. To text us your comment, welcome those, 701-237-1590. Big question today, the vote to legalize marijuana on the November ballot. How will you vote? Good idea, bad idea, you tell me. Brian in Fargo, you're first to go today. What's on your mind?
Hey, thank you for the opportunity. I am a new arrival to North Dakota, loving Fargo so far, friendly people, and loving the flag. You guys are a great station. Yeah, I'm moving here from Washington State, and I've got to say that I am definitely in favor of legalizing marijuana. Not that I think marijuana is a good thing or a bad thing. I just think that allowing people to make their own decisions is the way to go. I lost my job because of the vaccine mandates, and so I know what having those personal decisions taken away from you feels like. And, yeah, I think that, you know, if you're going to allow people to, you know, if you're going to be a parent and tell people what's good for them and what's bad for them, then, you know, you got to stop letting people drink beer. You got to stop letting people drink whiskey. That's a lot more harmful than the effects of legalized marijuana that I have personally seen. I was a law enforcement officer for 3 years, and if you tell me to go bust a room full of young men smoking pot or a room full of young men drinking, I can tell you which one scares me a lot more. It's the drinking room. So,
Interesting. By the way, remind me, Washington State, where you moved from, they have legalized marijuana, right?
They have had legalized marijuana for a few years now. It does not seem to have had any deleterious effects, or at least no significant deleterious effects there. So I'm originally from Tennessee. I can say there that, you know, the marijuana use that occurs there illegally, there are more ill effects of the arresting part of it than of the using part of it. So, you know, coming from a law enforcement background, I can say that I really think that allowing people to make their own decisions about what they do to their body is the best way to go.
What would be an example of the ill effects you're talking about from arrests?
So you've got people who are purchasing or consuming this material. You've got a lot of law enforcement resources tied up in the investigation of that. And unfortunately, you know, arresting people often turns violent, you know, not necessarily on the person being arrested. But, you know, I'm in support of law enforcement, but we do have a problem, I believe, in this country with some unconstitutional policing. I haven't been in Fargo long enough to get a feel for our local PD and our local sheriff. But I can say in a lot of parts of this country, we've got police who are not well educated on constitutional rights, and so those things can turn into problematic arrest, and that's unfortunate because we definitely need police. We don't need to defund. In fact, I would say we need to fund police more, and part of that funding needs to go to constitutional education of police, so that we don't have people getting hurt during arrest that really don't need to happen.
Interesting. Brian, appreciate your perspective, and welcome to Fargo, and welcome to the flag. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciate your call and your perspective today on the program. He says, not a problem. Legalize it. It's a good thing. You agree or disagree with that? 701-271-1100, toll-free at 855-200-1776, 800 200-1776. Another texter says, liberals hate Candace Owens because she points out that Democrat policies hurt rather than help the African-American community. She says the Dem Party has held blacks back through dependency, victimhood, and misinformation. A black conservative woman is a threat to the woke crowd. I'd say that's pretty much spot on as far as her message, wouldn't you, Kev?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She isn't afraid to call out the ideology of the left, I would call it. You know, sort of the, you don't leave the plantation. You stay here. You will, you shall, you must. That's the bottom line. Your text, welcome, is 701-237-1590. You can call us at 800-228-0550. Texter says, a Donald Trump quote when running against Biden went something like this. If Biden wins, your gas will be $5, $6, $7 a gallon. Your 401k will be almost gone. Food will be double or triple the cost. Inflation will be out of control. You'll be dependent on energy from countries like Russia, China, and the Middle East. End quote. My response, in full Gomer Pyle style, says the listener, surprise, surprise.
He did say that.
He did say something very similar. I don't remember word for word what exactly he said, but something along that line. Simon in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Hi, Simon. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Scott.
Morning.
I just want to call on the marijuana issue. With the fentanyl crisis that we have here, I think legalizing marijuana would be good just so that they know they're getting a safe supply of the marijuana. And for full disclosure, I've never even tried it, but I just think it's a way to keep people safe with this crisis.
Well, how do you know you're getting a safe supply?
If you're buying it from a dispensary or somewhere safe, they would have adequate means to test it in theory.
I see. So legalize it so it's safe.
Correct. There have been instances where people have received marijuana through illicit means, and you know they've ended up dying because it's been tainted in fentanyl. I've known several, unfortunately.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. How widespread would be my question. And, you know, enough to offset whatever effects on society you get from legalizing it. But appreciate your take on that, Simon. Thank you for listening and for calling today on the program. 16 past the hour from the Freedom Matters USA studios. This is What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, and comments, welcome. 855-200-1776. 271-1100. Back with more after this. Don't go away.
Coal, the affordable, reliable energy source responsible for keeping us warm in the winter and cool in the summer. None of that would be possible without our amazing coal workers. North Dakota's coal country provides energy you can count on, fuel that will get you through, and the people that bring it to you. Join us in sharing messages of gratitude with North Dakota's coal workers. Visit thinkacoalworker.com to share your appreciation. That's thinkacoalworker.com.
Harvest is here, and that means we all need to be careful. Hello, this is Bethany Rentz with Irie Insurance. We want to make sure everyone up and down the valley has a safe and successful harvest. Take extra special care in your travels. Slow-moving combines, mud-covered roads, and debris are just a few things during harvest that can be dangerous. So take your time, watch your surroundings, and most of all, be patient and slow down. For more harvest safety tips, go to IrieIns.com.
You're protected and appreciated at Irie.
Jay Thomas from the Jay Thomas Show and Rides, a satisfied customer of hot spring spas and pool tables too. Tell us what you love about your hot tub.
I love hot spring spas. It is so relaxing, especially if you've got a rough day or if you're feeling, you know, a little bit under the weather. You get in that hot tub and everything just goes away. You can sleep good at night. You physically feel better, but there really is a place in your life for a hot tub. And hot springs are the best on the planet. They're so energy efficient.
Join the family of satisfied customers at hot spring spas and pool tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, and Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience awaits you today, lasagna in Harwood, That sounds good, doesn't it? Meatloaf or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue. That's downtown Fargo. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and in Ewelin. Swedish Meatballs on 45th. There you go. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. You just tell them that Scott sent you. You go on in there and enjoy it. Texter says, I'm voting no on marijuana legalization. Having friends in states where it's been legalized, they've shared personal experiences. There's more cons than pros. One being the number of minors that have easier access and overdose on a regular basis. Another thought, you don't miss what you never had. There's some wisdom. There you go. Text us, 701. Call us 701-271-1100 or toll free at 855-200-1776. Listener says, I've never tried weed, but my friend is an expert. Ha, ha, ha. He says it just makes you stupid. All right. How do you get tickets to Candace Owens? TPUSA.com/livefree. TPUSA for Turning Point USA. TPUSA.com/livefree. Texter says, I'm conservative, and I'll be voting yes. Because, one, it's no more harmful than alcohol. In fact, it's less so. And, two, it's going to be legalized nationwide at some point anyway. There are far more important things to be fighting, like CRT, SEL, DIE, ESG, and the neo-Marxist left at large. All right. Thank you for that. Others will get in here as well. Did you see Tulsi Gabbard has left the Democratic Party? We did mention that earlier.
Boy, did she.
Is she going scorched earth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Elitist cabal, she called them.
Oh, good. Would not want her to go out with a whimper. Go out strong. I love it. Any student, same texter goes on to say, any student arrested for protesting at NDSU should be kicked out. Where does the new dean stand on this?
Well, you know, we don't mind if you want to protest. That's fine. That's your right. You can do it peacefully. That's fine.
Don't disrupt the event.
Oh, but, you know, like Landon said, we're just hoping that we could say, hey, come on. Just listen to what she has to say. Have an open mind. Ask yourself some critical questions. Think about what she's saying. And imagine she, you know, might make some sense for you. That's what we've got to do.
Texter says, until they can tell you how high someone is, the police are forced to have a zero-tolerance policy. All right. Scott, I think we have enough ding-dongs in our society. I don't think we need any more, and I don't think we should legalize pot. One should ask, says another listener, one should ask the ones in favor of legalizing marijuana if they feel like it contributes to other harder drugs and drags down society more. Don't believe it was a good thing in Colorado. It was a disaster in Colorado. Absolutely.
In what way?
Just a mess in all the... literally every corner became a dispensary, and
Vegas is like that too now. There's a lot of them around Vegas.
Is it?
Yep. My thing, it's just, it's there's so many of those trains have left the station so long ago. You know, kids can get it then. Well, if you think that anyone that wants it can't get it in any state in this country, think again. There's how many, 20-some states where it's legal, and it's pouring out of those states into the other states. You call it the gray market, I guess. But, you know, it's like there's other, you know, I think there's bigger fights to fight when you're talking about rainbow fentanyl going out in Skittles packages and things like that.
Another listener, yeah. In my opinion, I've noticed some people who are addicted to pot usually are unemployed, steal people's property, and take the items to a pawn shop to support their habit.
I disagree with that. Heroin and meth heads, absolutely.
Listener says, why does your bumper intro music slow down as it plays?
It's a satellite connection thing for the network. It's a buffering thing. Sorry. Nothing we can do about it.
Beyond our control.
Yeah.
All right. You grab line one there. I'm going to go to David in San Francisco. What's on your mind, David?
Hey, well, not too bad, Scott. You know, I was interested in the FEMA payouts to Florida, and I'll get to that after a one-liner about the pot. San Francisco, well, actually, California, it's been 26 years ago that we legalized medical marijuana. 26 years ago. Missouri hasn't even done it yet, and Missouri used to be one of the biggest hemp producers in America. And hemp was burlap, you know, it was rope, it was oils, it was silage, just cattle silage alone. It was a great protein for cattle. And so one-third of the American economy used to be based on hemp. And to be looking at the tiny percentage of it, of people who want to smoke it, that's dollar value, that's small potatoes. The big thing is that America used to have hemp as a, it was one-third of the American economy before 1927. And they outlawed hemp. They outlawed one-third of the economy by calling it marijuana instead of hemp. Because they, you know, George Washington grew massive quantities of it, you know, just for his rope and burlap needs. So, you know, it's so phony, you know, to hear these Republicans claiming that hemp is addictive. That is so much a joke. But regarding FEMA.
We're going to leave it there, David. Appreciate the call. Up against a break. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience on this Tuesday. Lasagna in Harwood. Meatloaf for chicken tenders. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Tater Tot Hot Dish downtown Fargo and MP Avenue. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and Euland. And Swedish Meatballs on 45th. From the Freedom Matters USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Stephen Fargo, when we come back.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden has promised Ukraine the United States will provide the country with additional advanced air systems after Russia launched missiles against multiple cities in Ukraine, including the capital of Kyiv, on Monday that killed 14 civilians. An emergency meeting is being set up by the Group of Seven to discuss support for Ukraine and how to hold Russia accountable for the attacks. A conservative group run by former top Trump officials is proposing a formal U.S. declaration of war on Mexican cartels and to shut down legal ports of entry based on estimates of illegal immigrant crossings. The paper by the Center for Renewing America is being unveiled 1 month before the midterms elections. As Republicans seek to stop Biden's open border policy and stop the free flow of the killer drug fentanyl into our country. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Flesh and bone, no touch of silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong, and nothing's gonna happen.
Back on What's On Your Mind, 8:28 before the top of the hour. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Started in 1908, H.A. Thompson & Sons have been providing high-quality plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and mechanical contractor services all across North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, and Montana. They're indoor air quality experts, too. IAQ. That's the thing. And they know it, and they know it well. Post-COVID. It's something many businesses and homes are paying attention to, and they are the go-to source at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Online at hatandsons.com or call 223-3393. hatandsons.com. All right, Steve Fargo, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, saying that how great it is that San Francisco legalized pot 26 years ago. Yeah, look at San Francisco. I wouldn't send a rabid dog there to die since they've done that. So don't even try and promote that as something great that they did. Second of all, the hemp growing in Missouri and across the country back all the way up to after World War II, that hemp didn't have THC in it. If it did, it was so little it wasn't there to smoke. It was there to make rope and burlap. So it's not even the same thing. Yes, it did hurt, but we got a rope from someplace else. Finally, if anybody ever works in production with people who smoke pot, it's a disaster. It's an absolute disaster. They lose things. They have no track. They lose track of everything they're doing. You can't talk to them because they just dismiss you because they have no idea what you're saying. You can look at them and say what you need done, and it just goes in and one out the other because their minds are so baked. Finally, this idea that marijuana is not a gateway drug, that's a bunch of crap. Maybe not everybody who smokes marijuana and goes to heavier drugs, but and I have five friends who have five kids, all of them moved on to meth and crack. Every single one of them started smoking pot. And every single one of them that I know said the same thing. I wish I never would have took that first putt of pot. So this idea that pot's not a problem, yes, it is a problem.
Well said.
So that's all I got to say.
Well said on many fronts. Appreciate the call. Thanks for the weighing in.
Yep. Agree,
agree or disagree, let us know. 271-1100, 855-200-1776. A listener says, legal marijuana is not a good idea. As if we don't have enough problems with drugs in this area. Whatever happened to the war on drugs from the Clinton and Bush times? Al Gore's war on drugs. Now we just legalize it because we can't stop using? Another, with the question of legalizing, do what Washington and California did. the liberal way. Legalize it, then tax the crap out of it until it's cheaper to purchase it on the black market. Can't make this stuff up. Another listener, when Colorado legalized marijuana, the state turned blue pretty quick. Downtown Denver was clean and beautiful, but quickly turned into a crap hole. Now smells like a mixture of pot and urine with homeless people everywhere. Hashtag vote no. Downtown Denver was clean and beautiful, and I was there before and after, and agree with everything you just said. Listener says, Scott, I have an interesting question. The states and people want to legalize pot. They want to crack down on smoking and vaping. The Heart and Lung Association campaigns against it all and yet receives federal funds. But the Heart and Lung Association says nothing about pot, which is a carcinogen. How do you figure that? All right, fair question. Another, I say no to legalizing marijuana. Spent some time out in Washington, saw the crime that surrounds dispensaries, even though they were legal. Lots of holdups in parking lots, etc. It definitely is a gateway drug. A camel is already in the tent. Agree or disagree with any of this? 855-200-1776 or 271-1100. 271-1100 today on the program. Appreciate your feedback here. Good morning. On the weed vote, I am a no. They can already get it for medical reasons or a good lie to the doc. If it does pass, my question is how many families can't afford to pay the bills and more kids are going to go without food and other stuff just so a parent can have the fun of smoking. Interesting take. You agree or disagree with any of this? Text us 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590, or better yet, call us 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776 for your say. I would say, I'm not keeping tally here, but if I were, what would you say, Kev?
Oh, I think it's thumbs down so far.
80-20 against, right? Yeah. Not, not a resounding show of support for it, for sure. Texter says hemp and marijuana are not the same thing.
Nope, they are not.
The Californian has a lot to learn.
That, no, well, what the Californian was bringing up was that they threw hemp in with THC, you know, with marijuana, with cannabis, when they decided to outlaw all of it, and they should have never done that. They you know, took, because, you know, and what the caller made a great point. You can consume that, smoke that all day, and you, nothing happened to you. With hemp, it makes rope and it's great fiber, but they threw that in with the stuff that'll get you high. Shouldn't make any sense at the time either.
Goes on to say, good thing North Dakota does not look to the land of fruits and nuts for advice. Oh, you gotta have a sense of humor, folks. Come on, for crying out loud. 701, text us, 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Call us, 855-200-1776. Or 271-1100, 271-1100, with your thoughts, comments, or your vote today on whether legalizing marijuana would be a good thing. That, by the way, will be on the ballot come November in North Dakota. How will you vote? What's your vote? You tell me. On the program today, Valley City is where we go next, and Ian. Hello, Ian, what's on your mind?
Well, howdy, I'm listening. I'm hearing a lot of opposition. I'll just say I lived on the West Coast. I know how bad Washington is, but I think it's a little simplistic to say all of that is the fault of marijuana. I see a lot of people in North Dakota who have alcohol problems. There's a lot of alcohol abuse. A lot of people turn up to work drunk. I will tell you that no doctor prescribes alcohol to soldiers who have PTSD, but they do prescribe marijuana, and it works. I just think that people should try to consider that there are benefits that aren't being considered, and there are things we currently allow that seem a hell of a lot worse.
All right, Ian, appreciate that take. Thank you, and also the perspective of having lived there. Add that to your mix as well. Mike in California, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Long time no talk. How you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for listening.
Hey, I just... Please, North Dakota, do not legalize marijuana. The guy that called from San Francisco, that's an example in a nutshell. Do not turn Fargo into San Francisco. It's not the right thing to do. There's the tax benefits aren't there. The people that can get marijuana now can already get marijuana. It's not worth it. It's just not worth it.
All right. Appreciate that take, Mike. Thanks for calling. And call again. Rob in Minot, let's go to you. You're next on What's on Your Mind. What's your take, Rob?
Hey, Scott. How are you doing?
Good.
My take is I was very tickled pink to see you leave K-Fire.
You were.
I like Todd Mitchell's politics, but that McFly laugh was just killing me. I yelled at your radio station so many times to turn off his mic, and you never would. And then I listened to their news show for about 2 minutes. It sounds like they got Beavis and Todd Mitchell on there. And I got so damn mad, excuse my French. And then I remember 1090, and I found you. But I live in Minot, so we don't necessarily get a good connection. But I downloaded the phone app.
Good for you.
And as for marijuana, I smoked a little in college. It made me fat and lazy. And paranoid as all get out. So I'd just like to say no on that particular thing. Now, medical-wise, I can see it, but I don't know. I didn't relieve any pain for me. But I'm 50-some years old, and, yeah, it's out of my life and has been for 50-some years or 40-some years. But anyway, it was a brief stint. But I'm glad you're still on the radio, Scott.
Well, thank you. Glad you're listening, okay?
All right, perfect. Every day, buddy.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate that 1090 listener out there to KTGO. Dave and Edgley, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with that last caller. You know, I tried in college. College is for experimenting, whether it be marijuana, homosexuality, drinking. But as you age and you grow, you realize all those things aren't for you. So... I don't know. Where does the vote stand? I just tuned in. Are you taking a tally?
Yeah, loosely here, but the majority are definitely no, by probably double the yeses.
Where do you stand on the issue?
I don't see anything good out of it. I see nothing but bad. I don't. There's just no upside there.
Yeah, I don't see much bad out of it, but I'm going to agree with you that there's not a tremendous amount of upside. Besides the jobs that it provides, other than that, and the freedom, but, you know, I mean, I suppose if you really want to get it, you really want to be free, you could find it somewhere else, probably.
Sure. Appreciate that take, Dave. Thank you very much. And short break, Matt.
Yeah.
Matt, say again.
The Middle East.
I didn't hear what you said. But I appreciate you calling. Thanks, Matt and Grafton, when we come back. Get your take on this. Others welcome. 271-1100. Don't go away.
Hey, it's Scott Hinton here. So excited to tell you about in this time of crazy upheaval and open borders and spending gone crazy and mandates and lockdowns and inflation, there's something we can do. We can buy from a company that believes what you and I believe. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the very same towers as all of the major carriers. And they have plans to fit any budget and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer support. Patriot Mobile shares your values. They support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, the sanctity of life, veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT right now. Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too.
We first came in because my husband had an operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables too, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What's on Your Mind, brought to you by Action Movers, now offering a great opportunity because business is booming. They're now hiring for warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers. Bismarck, Fargo, Minot, no experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. Pass a background check. Have a Class A CDL. Tremendous opportunity for you. Find out more. Just stop at their office in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Let's get Matt and Grafton here quick before we talk with John Hinderacher, center of the American Experiment today on the program. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Great, sir. How are you?
Fantastic. Hey, man, I almost met you at a hockey game last year.
Well,
we were at the same game once. Does that count?
Well, you got to say hi next time. Then it'll count.
I'll lost hi, man. I'll try. You're kind of a big deal, though.
Hardly.
Hey, so I heard a mention of the medical purpose of marijuana. Is it medical marijuana legal in North Dakota?
Yes. Yeah, that one passed some time ago.
Interesting people talk about medical purposes. Well, I think they do bring up the idea of medical purposes when they talk about marijuana, you know, passing all those things. It's already legal. What else is the point, I guess? I feel like most people are probably a Cheech and Chong impression.
Yeah, no, we're talking about legalizing marijuana, not medical marijuana, is what the discussion here is today. Texture says, my son has a rare blood cancer, has found tremendous relief with cannabis. I know we're talking about recreational. The doc would prescribe hardcore opioids, but wouldn't give medical card. Had to go to another doc to do such. Thanks for your great opinions. Thanks for the call. One more, Kev? Rob and Tioga? Last comment on this? Go ahead.
Yeah, I kind of got mixed feelings about this one. The recreation, I'm not so certain about, but there would be a plus side to actually legalizing it, and that would take marijuana off the Schedule I list. It'd make it a lot easier for people that need it for medical purposes to get it.
Interesting. Yeah. Something to consider there, too. Appreciate that, Rob. Thank you very much. John Hinderrocker, Center of the American Experiment, is here. And some new reports on the effects of the COVID shutdowns on Minnesota's economy and on the education of children are out. So we can chat about that today. John, how are you?
Hey, doing great, Scott.
So on the economy, first of all, what are the results?
Well, we have two economists working for us, as you know, Scott, and what they did is they used the stringency index that was created by some people at Oxford University. What they did was to evaluate the stringency of state and local COVID shutdowns on a month-by-month basis over the course of the epidemic, and they quantified it for a number of countries and for every American state. And so using that Oxford University stringency index, our economists performed a multivariable regression analysis to isolate the impact of COVID shutdowns on gross domestic product. And the results are really striking. And what it shows is that the more stringent the shutdown was, the more impact it had on the economy. And their conclusion is that by the first quarter of 2021, Minnesota's economy had lost $10.6 billion as a result of our COVID shutdowns. And if you do the math, that works out to about $7,500 for the average Minnesota family of four. So these shutdowns had, you know, very substantial economic impacts, as you would expect. And they've documented that. And by the way, Scott, North Dakota, I think he had the third least GDP impact from state and local COVID shutdowns. I think Utah had the least. South Dakota had the second least. North Dakota had the third least. So North Dakota came out way, way better than Minnesota in that regard.
Mostly because there were parts of North Dakota that never did shut down. They just said, you know, let's keep this going. But this, you know, the argument you're talking about here, the facts of that, never were part of the discussion of shutdowns, were they?
You know, we need accountability, Scott. These shutdowns had terrible, terrible consequences. So in the one paper, we talk about economic consequences. They're very substantial. The second paper, which has literally just come out within the last few days, looks at the impact of the COVID shutdown in Minnesota on education. And we've all heard about the impact on children's mental health, the impact on social development, and so on. But what this paper analyzes is the impact on academic performance. And frankly, it's just shocking. Minnesota shut down its schools for the better part of a year and a half. We have the 14th most average days lost by public school students in the United States. North Dakota, on the other hand, had the 9th least average days lost to COVID shutdowns in the United States. Again, a real stark contrast in the approaches those states follow. But in Minnesota, as a result of these COVID shutdowns, academic performance fell off a cliff. Scott, it is absolutely shocking. In the latest testing, only 36% of Minnesota's 11th graders can do math at grade level. Think about that. 36% across the entire state of Minnesota can do math at grade level, and the reading scores are hardly any better.
Wow.
The impact of this has been catastrophic.
Again, something that really was not considered at the time as something to consider as part of those lockdowns. John Hinderacher, thank you. Send me the American Experiment.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab and go convenience and great deals all month long, like liquid ice, 16-ounce cans, two for $3.50. Twizzlers, strawberry twist, $1.69. Giant sunflower seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price fuel around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.